This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
The Word of God says, after this, when Jesus knew that all was finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. To fulfill the scripture, he said, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, and they put it on a sponge and with a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Today, we're going to be looking at those words, it is finished. The finished work of Calvary. The finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ for his people. It is finished. Whatever you're going through, I want to tell you, doesn't feel that way, but it's finished. He took it all. He took it all. When I am lifted up, he said, I will draw all people, all men, all women unto myself. It is finished. But we need to stop believing it's finished. Because things that seem to be alive are not alive. They torment our minds. But I'm telling you, it's finished. God wants to give you something that you don't have. And that is peace. The peace that he won by dying on a cross and rising from the dead. That's what he wants to do, to give you peace. That's his will. People say, I don't know the will of God. Oh, I do in this situation. God's will is to give you peace. The peace that he won for you on the cross and in the power of the resurrection. That's God's will for you today. And if you don't have peace, he wants to give it to you. You can't earn it. You've got to receive it in faith. Oh, I know you've got 700 things dancing around in your mind. And you say, how can it all work together to give me peace? One thing at a time. One thing at a time. What was the words of our Lord on the first day of resurrection? My peace I leave with you. My peace I leave with you. Oh, that is the shalom of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, shalom means more than peace. It means peace. It means well-being. It means prosperity. It means health. It means much more than what I'm saying. That's why Jesus died, to give you peace, forgiveness of your sins in the blood of Jesus. Forgiveness of your sins in the blood of Jesus. I tell you, people don't experience that because they don't go to confession anymore. So what are they doing? They're juggling around their past sins, and it's torturing them. It's tormenting them. The Lord gave us a sacrament to dump all the sins of our past at the cross in the sacrament of penance. You don't use it, so you know what? You'll be tortured. If you're a Catholic, you don't need to be tortured. He died for you. He gave his life for you. He bore your wounds and mine too, and carried our infirmities. He bore our sins. He is the sin offering. Jesus himself, not the scapegoat, but the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the scapegoat who took it on himself so that we wouldn't have to take it. Because sin leads to death. And he took the sin of mankind into himself and broke it. And his last words, it is finished. It's finished. He took it, he broke it, and it's over. Now we've got to walk in the victory walk, the victory march. Oh, I know sometimes that march is very difficult to march in. because we have troubles here, there, and everywhere. But we've got to remember that it is finished. Even though my troubles are still with me, it is finished. God has a plan to walk me through these problems, through these incidents, through these real things. God has a plan. But I've got to believe and trust him and take him by the hand as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's finished. Oh, I remember many years ago, I was not a priest. There was a woman, her name, I forget at this point, makes no difference. But one night, she said to me, it was a Friday, I'm going to take you to church. Oh, I said, I wasn't a priest. I was a Christian, I was taken to church. So I got in her car, and I'm thinking, what church is she taking me to? Well, it wasn't a Catholic church. It was a storefront church in Roxbury. My heavens, when I got in that place, things were crazy. Oh, things were crazy. They were jumping. They were singing. They were dancing. I wanted to get out of that place. I wanted out. And the Lord kept on telling me. On the wall was written over the cross, it is finished. And he kept on telling me. What I was going through, it is finished, I said to him. When I get out of this nut house, it'll be finished. It is finished. And I heard the word, now, now, now. So I said, okay, it's finished. Now, just get me out. I want to go home. I'm not comfortable with these people. Well, you know what? It was finished. After the homily or sermon that the minister gave, guess who he comes up to? Me. He says to me, the Lord was speaking to you through this time. Oh, I said he was. But he doesn't speak to me the way he speaks to you. He speaks to me in quiet. He speaks to me in peace. He said, but the Lord was speaking. What was he saying? He told me. What's on the wall? It is finished. He said, oh, that's wonderful. Now I'm going to tell you another part of the story. While he was preaching, this is way before, there was a young man there, black man, and he went up to the minister, but he was there because he was making fun of the power of the Holy Spirit. The minister got the vibes that he was there to mock God. And so he said, you have come here to mock the Spirit of God. Well, the minister puts his hands on the man. The man goes under the Spirit. He's on the ground, twitching this way and twitching that way. Demons are coming out of him. And I'm saying to the woman who brought me here, when are we getting out of this place? She said, oh, God's doing something here. I said, that's wonderful. But he doesn't do the way in me as he's doing things in here. I want to go home. She said, well, let's just wait a little while. I didn't have the automobile, so I had to wait. But I tell you, that night, though it was totally unlike the things I would expect, God did something. God did something. And I had to realize that though I wouldn't do things like this, the way they prayed, they had the Holy Spirit, and they were experiencing the Spirit the way they needed to experience him. Be it in jumping, be it in singing, be it in dancing, be it falling on the floor, they were experiencing the power of God the way that they needed to experience. And I had no right judging them. I had no right judging them. God worked through me in a different way. But it was the same God who works. And you know what? Things began to happen after that. Things began to happen after that. It is finished. I won't tell you that today. Jesus said it on the cross. It is finished. Your it is finished. Whatever you're going through, It's finished. He bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. He said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people, all men, all women unto myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus. Oh, we as Catholics talk about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You were drawn into the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ when he said, it is finished. Because before that he said, when I am lifted up, and he meant on the cross, I will draw all people, all men, all women unto myself. On the cross, our Lord Jesus became a human magnet, drawing every man, woman, and child from Adam and Eve unto the last person to be born before he comes in glory. I will draw all men, women unto myself. That means you were drawn to Jesus at Calvary. That means I was drawn to Jesus at Calvary. That means it's finished. It's finished. Oh, it doesn't appear finished. Oh, when they were at the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were behind them, and they wanted to destroy the Israelites, and the only thing they had was the Red Sea in front of them, and the Egyptians in back of them. And Moses had to speak the word. Let's walk through the sea. They thought Moses was nuts. As Moses went through the sea, as he went into the water, the waters opened up. It is finished. It is finished. You might have a Red Sea in your life today, but God is telling you, you're going to walk through it with me. We're going to walk through it together. Walk through the Red Sea, and as you take a step, it opens up. Oh, but it opens up only as you step. It does not open up before you step into the water. I call that faith. That's real stuff. So many people are looking for a miracle. I am too. But miracles come when we are walking in faith. Miracle come when we take the step in faith, because he's with us. His name is Jesus. He's in us. His name is Jesus. He's for us. His name is Jesus. So together we walk through the Red Sea. Oh, that Red Sea might mean something different to you than it does to me. It might mean you can't pay your bills. That's the Red Sea. And I need help so that I can pay my bills. That's the Red Sea. It might mean my husband is sick and out of a job. That's your Red Sea. But Jesus promised you're going to be able to walk through that Red Sea because he's going to be with you. Whatever your Red Sea is today, the Lord himself wants to walk with you, wants to walk through and in you and get to the other side, one step at a time. And the sea opens as you walk forward. People are waiting for the miracle, but not using faith. The sea opens as you step forward. That's it. That's it. Oh, people looking for the waters to open up because that's what happened with Moses. No. As you step into it, it opens up. That means you've got to live by faith. And I tell you, we fight God all the time. We don't want to live by faith. We want to live by sight. And God says nothing happens when men, women, and children are living by sight. Only things happen when they do things in faith. Today I had a call from somebody, and the call was a long call. And the whole thing was, God had been calling him to walk in faith. walk in faith. Things happen when you walk in faith. Things happen that you cannot happen or make them happen as you walk in faith. Oh, sometimes that's the most difficult thing to do. You've got your big Red Sea in front of you, whatever your Red Sea is. And the only way through it is stepping into it. And as you step into it, it opens up. Step by step, inch by inch, it opens up. That means you've got to live by faith. Me too. Me too. What about your bills? What about your bills? You have bills to pay. You owe this, that, and the other money. How should I live? I'm going to tell you how you should live. Go to Christ Himself and tell Him, tonight I'm going to do things different. I'm going to give you 10% of what I earn. 10%? I can't make things happen now. Oh, live by faith. You'll see the waters open up. People have come to me, oh, with a big sob story. My heart was wrenched for them. They had reached the end. They had reached the Red Sea. And I told them what I have to tell them. You know what God wants from you. He wants to fix you. He wants to heal you. But He's looking for a little faith. How much money do you make a week? They told me. I said, give 10% to the Lord. I don't want your money. 10%. Give it to Jesus. Wherever He wants you to put it. I can't make things work now. I said, do it in faith. You can't make things work now. Let's see if they're going to work as you obey the Word of God. And you know what? Things begin to happen. New jobs begin to show up. Things begin to happen. When we live by faith, things begin to happen. And every inch of our being does not want to live by faith. We want to live by sight. We don't want to be like the trapeze artist in the middle of the air waiting for the next trapeze. We want to hold on to the old trapeze. That's what we want to do. And nothing happens without faith. Nothing. People say, why do all these things happen to you? Because by God's grace, I live by faith. No other reason. I'm no better than you, and I'm no worse than you. To live by faith, you see things begin to happen in the Holy Spirit. But who lives by faith anymore? Who lives by faith? I've got bills to pay. Bills. Don't give what you need to give to the Lord. You'll never be. You'll always be behind the red ball. You'll always be behind it. Walk in faith and see things happen. I'm not telling you I want your money. I don't want your money. I'm telling you what you need to do. Whether you do it or not my problem. When we are in trouble with radio and we don't have the means to pay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give more away to other ministries. That's faith. You see, if God wants me on the air, He's going to supply the money. I don't have to make a way for myself. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. I don't have to make a way for myself. And you don't have to make a way for yourself. He's the way. And as you step into the waters, things begin to happen. The sea opens up step by step, inch by inch. Sounds like the Three Stooges. Step by step, inch by inch. That's the way things are. Things happen. But the issue is, who wants to live by faith? Not many. Not many. We want to touch the things that we have and touch the things that we're going to have. God says, no. It is by faith
and faith alone in Christ that you please God. That's the issue. The great things in the church that were done was done in faith. Don Bosco, to care for the wayward boys, in faith, he opened a place, got them, I don't know if he had all the money, but he got this place where he could help these boys who were on the street. And he would pray with them, and he would bless them, and their lives would be changed. He took the urchins of the street and made them saints in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Don Bosco. Every other saint that we call saint this or saint that walked in faith, in what they did not see with their eyes, but what they knew in their heart, that as I walk in faith, the ocean, the sea, the river is going to open up. That means you too. Me too. And the last thing we want to do is walk in faith. We want to say, well, you know what? I don't have that faith. You only need the faith of a mustard seed. That's all you need. You've got it. You're not using it. I'm telling you, we've been on this radio for over 40 years, preaching the Word of God. Every penny comes in to pay our bills. I don't take a penny. It's not my need to take a penny. I don't need it. We pay our bills and give 10% away every month, by God's grace. And you know, if you listen to me, I'm not on the air saying, I need your money. If you don't send your money, we're going to go off the air and I'm going to be so hurt. No, no, no. If God orders a hamburger, he pays for it. If he orders a T-bone steak, he pays for it. If he orders a radio program, he pays for it. That's where God is. And I believe it to be true. It's happened for 41 years. I don't banter for money. I don't need to. If I'm doing what God wants, I need to do one thing that he calls me to do. Preach the word in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Oh, I've come to this microphone many times, and it was totally inconvenient. My mother broke her trachea. I was driving with her. She hit her neck on the dashboard. If I had taken her home, she would have died. Oh, I've preached when I've been out of season so many times. And you want to know a secret? People would say, Father Tom, your preaching today was better than ever. And I was saying, you should only know what I'm going through. You should only, I wouldn't say nothing. I didn't say anything. You should only know what I've been going through. God doesn't wait for me to feel good to proclaim his word. God says my word stands on its own. The only thing I'm looking for is someone to open their mouths and their hearts and proclaim the word of God as I want it to be proclaimed. That's all he needs. That's you. That's me. He wants to do something, but he uses people. I'm watching what the filmmakers call The Chosen. And in one of the episodes of The Chosen, they're looking for a donkey to carry Jesus through the gate of Jerusalem. I think I'm the donkey. He can ride on my back any time that he wants. I just need to tell him, you have my permission to ride on my back so that your will would be accomplished. Same with you. Same with you. Are you willing to allow the Lord to lead you? Are you willing to walk in faith and not by sight? Are you willing to be generous even when you don't have the money? Are you willing to believe even when everything is against you? Those are the issues. The great saints believed when everything was against them. Everything, even the church. The great saints held their ground and never whimpered. I'm walking through. Even the church doesn't uphold what I'm doing. But I believe it's of God, and I'm going to continue to do it. And guess what? It gets done. Why? Because it was initiated by Jesus, and it was conquered by faith. Live by faith today, not by sight. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.